Welcome back, my friend, to Become Limitless. Today, we have an episode that is called The Journey to Find Your Higher Purpose. Today, we're going to be defining what is higher purpose. We're going to give you the signs to know if you're ready to fully step into your higher purpose. Then, we're going to speak about strategies that you can implement to really find and connect and discover your higher purpose. And once you discover it, how do we actually align it with our personal and professional life? Join me in this incredible episode that is going to bring a lot of meaning, purpose, and fulfillment into your life so that you can make a greater impact in the world and connect with the mission that you're here to do in this lifetime. So first things first, what is higher purpose? Your higher purpose is the mission that you've been given in this life. You have a very particular set of skills, of unique gifts, and unique personality and traits that nobody else in the world has. It's almost like life or God or the universe gave you your unique blueprint that you're meant to activate and connect with. This blueprint holds the key to your higher purpose because there is no one else on earth that can fulfill your higher purpose. It's really unique and personal. And as we dive into the topic of higher purpose, I want to illustrate how this looks like in real life by sharing with you a little bit of how it happened for me. 2 years ago, I was very frustrated and stuck. I had learned all about my higher purpose and I knew that I wasn't really fulfilled and happy in my life. I knew that it was time to stop or pause this personal development train, and it was time to give back and contribute. I knew that in my heart, I needed to connect with this mission. And so at that time, I was all over the place. I was doing web design, I was doing branding, I was doing personal development videos on Instagram, but I felt like I didn't belong yet. I felt that I didn't really connect and knew what my higher purpose was. And so I obsessed over it and I looked for it everywhere. I tried strategies, exercises, practices, but for some reason, it almost seemed that my higher purpose eluded me. And this got me really frustrated. What ended up happening is that I finally decided that I had to let go of this need to find my higher purpose and to have this story in my mind that if I didn't know my higher purpose and if I wasn't doing it, that I couldn't allow myself to be happy and peaceful in the present moment. So I took it upon myself to accept myself in that space and time exactly where I was. I took the time to accept the present moment and the reality and know that even though I didn't know my higher purpose, that I would at least accept the current reality and patiently allow it to come to me. So instead of seeking it from a place of lack and scarcity, I committed to allowing it to come. And funnily enough, you know how life works, right? That is exactly what happened. So over the next 2 years, naturally life started to release the things that I was doing. So the website and the branding stopped. The other things that I was doing on the side stopped. And I found myself in this very sacred space, learning about deep human transformation related to energy healing and energy medicine. And I didn't even know how I ended up there. But what I know is that the deeper that I went into it, the more magic and miracles started to show up in front of me. And that's how ultimately I was able to develop transcendence healing. But if you ask me, how did you actually come with the creativity or the insights to create these very unique holistic synergy of tools? I don't have the answer for you, because it was almost like it happened through me naturally. I wasn't forcing things. I just let things happen through me. And then without me even knowing, in front of my eyes, it was a complete, profound and permanent system for healing and transformation. The thing that I had been looking for my entire life. And I didn't find it. I created it, or I allowed it to be created through me. And when that system was created, I knew in every single cell of my being that this was my higher purpose, that this is my path, that this was my lane. And the excitement, the love from my heart just started pouring. And I wanted to bring this incredible system of transformation into the world, because I saw what it had done for me. And the lesson of the story is, sometimes we have to let things be. We have to accept things. And instead of seeking them and trying to find them or force them, sometimes they just fall into our laps. And the message is, perhaps your higher purpose will find you instead of you finding your higher purpose. And I want you to pause with that message for a moment, because it's very meaningful. Perhaps you won't find your higher purpose, but your higher purpose will find you. So once we know this principle, that it might or might not apply to your life, what are the things that happen when you really step into your purpose? Two things come into my mind very clearly, and they're of equal value and happiness and fulfillment. One is, you develop such a deep sense of meaning and fulfillment. It was almost like you were looking for this your entire life. When you connect with it, you know that is your thing. That is your higher purpose. And you, in that state, you're so happy that you're radiating this incredible vibrational frequency and energy that just magnetizes to you the greatest opportunities, the greatest breakthroughs, the greatest relationships or partnerships in business. Everything becomes easier because you're doing this from a place of love and service and fulfillment. And that is the secret of stepping into your higher purpose. The amount of magic and miracle that you can create when you are in your higher purpose is like nothing that I've ever experienced. There is nothing more powerful than aligning your personal and professional life with your higher purpose. And then on the other side, which some people might argue is even better, is that you have the biggest sense of meaning and connection and fulfillment because you're contributing to other people. One of the only reasons you're meant to step into your higher purpose is so that you can serve others who are walking the same path that you have walked before them. And when you step into that leadership, into that role, nothing is ever the same. So now that we have a basic understanding of higher purpose, how that looks like in your life, let's actually define it. I would define higher purpose as the mission that only you can fulfill on this life that will bring you the greatest source of joy, happiness, and fulfillment. Because as you serve others, you're also serving yourself. This is the blueprint that you've been given. And this blueprint is comprised of your unique values, your gifts, your abilities, your personality, All of these variables create this unique blueprint that you're meant to step into. This is your dharma as well. This is the path that you are meant to walk on this lifetime. That is your higher purpose. That's why we call it a higher. Because it's not only the purpose of achieving personal goals or achievements. A lot of people get stuck there of achieving just to fulfill their own pleasures, right? But once we move out of that state and we move into the higher state of love and gratitude and appreciation, we're moving higher. So we are moving out of our solar plexus, which is more self-centered, related to confidence, personal power, and egoic motives, into transcending your own fulfillment and bringing something into the world, contributing. And that's how we raise ourselves into our higher purpose, which is connected to our hearts. One of the most beautiful things to know about higher purpose is that there is always a part of you that is healing, that is getting power. And from that power, you're creating love into the world. Whatever higher purpose you are meant to step into, you're meant to shift someone. You're meant to transform someone. That is how I define higher purpose in a nutshell. And I just want you to visualize it as that stage that has your name on it, that you're meant to step into. And only you can fulfill that position in the world. And the interesting thing is that depending on when and how or if you step into that stage, into that spot that is unique to you, then you will create a positive ripple effect into humanity. You will help heal and transform the world with your unique gifts and capabilities. And that, in my opinion, is the essence or the foundation of true abundance, prosperity, love, happiness, and health. It's connecting with that higher purpose. So now that we know what higher purpose is, what higher purpose is not, let's talk about some real life examples of people in the world who have stepped up and fulfilled their higher purpose. One of the first people that come into my mind is Tony Robbins. So I'm going to speak about a couple examples. We have Tony Robbins. We have Steve Jobs. Let's talk about those two. So Tony Robbins is a very special story. Because if you know his story, he grew up in a very horrible environment where his mom would beat him up. And he lived alone with his mom and he experienced tremendous suffering and pain and horrible things that you couldn't even imagine. But as he grew older and he got into personal development and he started to get so fired up and alive by these groundbreaking discoveries, he started to teach seminars. He became the first personal coach. He created, in a way, the coaching industry. And as he went deeper and deeper into his journey, his events started to fill up with bigger and bigger crowds. Thousands of people from around the world started to hear about this man that was using personal development techniques to change the life of people. And things just kept getting bigger and bigger, and he committed deeper and deeper to his higher purpose. Because once he knew his lane, he went fully into it. Tony Robbins is an incredible human and story of how stepping into your purpose can not only dramatically shift your life, but also the life of millions of people. Because I want you to take this context and understand that, first of all, if Tony hadn't gone through the pain that he experienced when he was a child, he wouldn't have been shaped into the man that he needed to be to impact the millions of people that he was meant to. And I want you to sit with that realization because it's very powerful and it evokes a lot of emotion and energy within me. How crazy it is that the greatest hardships of any human being can be transformed into the greatest gifts when we step into our higher purpose. Think about this for a moment. The blueprint of Tony Robbins' life was meant to be executed like that. Nothing that he experienced in his childhood happened by coincidence. Everything happened in order for him to fully step into his higher purpose and then be able to help transform the world and impact the millions of people that he has impacted around the world. On the other hand, we have Steve Jobs that completely changed so many industries, and a lot of people love to use Apple products. And so he brought in a revolution. He went into India to know himself spiritually and really connect to his essence. And he challenged the status quo. He wanted to make things different. And that's how he created the iPhone. That's how he became the greatest entrepreneur and marketer that we know in today's world. And Steve Jobs, Tony Robbins are great and amazing examples of people who have stepped in their higher purpose. You just know, right? You just know when someone is fully connected to their purpose. They just have a different energy, a different power, a different radiance that they emit. And there is no greater gift that you can give to yourself or to the world and to step into this higher purpose. So I want you to pause for a moment and see how, as a byproduct of stepping into your higher purpose, that's how you create massive wealth, abundance, prosperity in your relationships, in your finances, and in your health. By that deep desire of Tony Robbins and Steve Jobs to help the world, they achieved incredible wealth, incredible abundance, incredible fulfillment, because the greatest lesson in life is that the more you serve others, the more you serve yourself. Fulfill the needs of others and all your needs will be fulfilled. Now that we know examples of real life people that have stepped into the higher purpose, let's look at some signs that you are ready to step into yours. One of the most common signs is a great life change. Maybe you've just finished 10 or 20 years in your field and you're being called to do something else. Maybe you're feeling a deep sense of unfulfillment or unhappiness that are actually going to take you into finding and connecting with that higher purpose. These are the main two signs. And I would add to it a third one, where you have been getting messages from within yourself that you have maybe quieted down. You don't really want to listen to them, but they're telling you that you need to go this way, that you need to step up and follow this path. Even with the quote unquote disappointments that you can make in your family or in your job, something is calling you to step into a different direction. Something that is very important to note here, though, is for us to not confuse the voice and the guidance of our intuition with the voice of our small self, which is our ego. If you're trying to escape, for example, a job, you might trick yourself into believing, oh, my intuition is guiding me into quitting my job and going into a lifestyle where I'm completely isolated from the world. And I'm being called to go into a green land or travel or be in a van and let go of all of my possessions and forget about the world. Is that really your intuition, or is it just your mind trying to sell you this story so that you can evade your current reality? You need to be very honest with yourself, because we can all differentiate when we're getting guidance from our heart, which is loving and straightforward, or when we are just trying to evade or suppress an emotion or a situation or not accept something in our lives. With that out of the way, we can come back to the signs. So with these three signs in mind, how can you start recognizing these in your own life? If you are going through a big life transition, if you're feeling disconnected and you're being called to do something else, this might be a very important sign for you to pay attention to. Where are you being pulled to? It's almost like your heart is calling you to go to a different place, to learn new things that are going to lead you ultimately to your higher purpose. If you're feeling disconnected or unfulfilled or unhappy, sit down and ask yourself, why am I experiencing this? What is this feeling or emotion trying to tell me? When am I really fulfilled? When am I really happy? When do I feel like my heart is full as I give to myself and other people? And so this is a time for introspection, for you to sit down and take the space that you need to listen to the signs and just be curious and see, okay, how do I take these signs that I might need to step into my true purpose? And how can I let go of any noise in my head that is blocking me from fully stepping into it? Because I'm going to tell you the truth. This is not about you only. It's actually about the people that you're going to serve. You're doing yourself a disservice if you are blocking yourself from stepping into your higher purpose just because you're afraid of what other people might think. It's probably the number one reason people don't step into the higher purpose. But knowing this, you can write this down and you can verify it for yourself that there is no greater good than overcoming that block, that fear, and stepping into the lane that you're meant to step in. Remembering that this is not about you letting go of yourself, getting out of your own way, and knowing that you're here to serve. Now that we know these things, let's move on to some practical strategies that you can use to find your higher purpose. So instead of giving you an exercise, I'm going to lead you through a 5-minute guided process. What does it mean for you to step into your higher purpose? All right, let's do it. If you're driving or doing anything else, just pause the podcast, the video, and come back when you're at home where you can sit and relax for 5 minutes. Don't do this while you're doing anything else. When you're ready, you can slowly close your eyes, taking a deep breath in and out, grounding yourself. With your mind's eye, I want you to see the number 3 times. 3, 3, 3. Take another deep breath in, and as you exhale, see the number 2, 3 times. 2, 2, 2. Take another deep breath in, and as you exhale, see the number 1, 3 times. 1, 1, 1. To allow you to go into a deeper state of mind I'm going to count from 10 to 1. On every descending number, feel yourself going inwards into a deeper state of relaxation. 10. 9. Feel going deeper. 8. 7. 6. Deeper and deeper. 5. 3. Deeper and deeper. 2. And 1. You're now at a deeper, healthier level of mind. To allow you to go even deeper, I'm going to guide you through a head-to-toe relaxation. So take a deep breath, and as you exhale, relax fully. Imagine you're relaxing your entire body. Relax your eyelids. Relax your jaw. Relax your face and your head. Relax your neck, shoulders, your arms, and your hands. Relax your chest, your upper back. Relax your lower back, your abdomen. Relax your hips. Relax your thighs. Relax your calves. Now relax your feet and relax from head to toe. Fully relaxed. Good. So as you go deeper into relaxation, imagine that you are sitting at the top of a mountain. As you're sitting at the top of this mountain, you see the beautiful scenery in front of you. A beautiful forest, the trees, the leaves, the birds singing. And you just can't help it but just relax deeper, because there is so much peace in nature. And as you're relaxing even deeper, imagine that you're connecting with your higher self. Your higher self is the part of you that is always guiding and supporting you. Just imagine that you're merging with this radiance of your higher self. You can imagine an energy spinning around you and then connecting with that beautiful golden energy. Saying one more time, I am merging with the radiance of my higher self. Very good. Now that you're connected with your higher self, you're fully connected with your own wisdom and inner guidance. I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And when I reach the number 3, I'm going to snap my fingers. And you're going to receive a word that is going to help you connect on a deeper level to your higher purpose. This is a word that is going to guide you. In total, you're going to receive 3 words. Know that this will be perfect for you, that there's nothing that you have to do but to receive. And now ready to receive the first word that will help you connect on a deeper level to your purpose. 1, 2, getting ready to receive, and 3, receiving that first word. Beautiful. Getting ready to receive the second word. 1, 2, and 3. Receiving that second word. Being receptive and open to receive. Beautiful. Moving on to the third and final word. 1, 2, 3. Receiving that third and final word now. Beautiful. Now that you've received the 3 words, after you listen to this episode, you can sit down and journal your insights and go deeper into them to see how you connect those 3 words. So now remembering word number 1, word number 2, and word number 3. So just for you. All right. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach the number 5, you're going to open your eyes, feeling wide awake, better than before, ready to wrap up the episode in the most incredible way. Now 1, 2, coming up slowly now. 3, getting ready to come back to full presence, coming back to your body. 4, moving your fingers and your toes. Getting ready to come back to full presence. And 5, when you're ready, eyes open, wide awake, feeling better than before. Taking a deep breath in and out to ground yourself. Are you good? Hope that you enjoyed that little exercise. You can always come back to it. And now let's tie everything together. Let's talk about how you can align your higher purpose with your life, with your personal and professional life, and how to actually do that. In my experience, what I see happen the majority of the times is that when you deeply connect with your higher purpose, you might go into the entrepreneurship journey and make that higher purpose or that mission into a conscious business. You might do something related to that. Maybe you don't jump into the entrepreneurship journey. But what I do need you to know is don't jump the ship too soon. Make sure that before you make any life-changing decisions, that it feels right inside you. That it's not out of desperation or frustration or negativity, but actually something that is going to propel you forward, right? Not everybody is ready to leave their jobs immediately and start pursuing their higher purpose. So it would all depend on you. I just want to give this little disclaimer that I'm not telling you, go quit everything and pursue your higher purpose. We just need to be strategic and intelligent and wise about it. And naturally, it will come. So check in with you and see where you are in those stages. Now, let's fast forward. Let's say that you are now fully in your higher purpose. How can you embrace more growth in your professional and personal life? When you're fully in your higher purpose and in your mission, this is your biggest catalyst for personal growth and spiritual growth and service, single-handedly, because this mission will take you into a business venture, into a relationship, into a partnership, into the depths of the world to connect with deeper meaning and fulfillment. Something extremely important to know is your ability to take action consistently. So we're combining the masculine and the feminine. We got to make sure that we're not only staying in the spiritual side or in energy or following my higher purpose, but I actually need to commit and take action consistently. So taking action will drive you closer to your goals and will also ensure that you're doing your part. You're not meant to do everything, but it's almost like this dance between you and life and God. And so they're helping you to fulfill this higher purpose, but you also need to commit to take the actions that you're given. And this is a part that a lot of us often forget, and we get stuck in this journey of finding a higher purpose, and it's all good and shiny and beautiful and loving, but then we're not really doing it. We're not really grounding ourselves in the masculine energy and taking the actions that we need to take in order to get there, in order to reach the impact that we want to have in the world. So this is how we really align it. It's a balance of doing our part and then retiring, surrendering and knowing that God and the universe has or have our back. And we do this every single day, the aligned action that we need to take. And then we trust and we let the universe play its part. So now you have a way deeper understanding of what is your higher purpose. How do you step into it? What are the signs that you're ready to step into it? And how does that look like in alignment in your personal and professional life? And finally, the rewards that come when you fully embrace and open up to connecting with your higher purpose, leading an incredible life of fulfillment, true happiness, and inner peace, and contributing into the world. That is the greatest excitement or experience that you could ever have, to serve from a place of love, without agendas, without you wanting to get something back, just pure service. And you can turn this into an incredible business or mission or whatever works for you. I feel that this episode is really meaningful because it's a pillar for conscious living and creating and bringing forth this new evolution that we're having as human beings. I want to thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Hope that you enjoyed it. If you connected with it, please share it with a friend or a loved one or someone who needs or wants to hear this message. My only request for you is, if you found this valuable, leave us a review in Apple Podcasts. This will help us so much to reach more people, and you would be helping us so much in that mission. Hope you have a blessed day, and I will see you next week for our next episode.